Is your appetite sometimes out of control? Are you unable to stop eating even when you're full? Download our new Intelligent Medicine video, Defensive Eating, Taming Your Addiction to Food. There's a physiological basis for food addiction. The food industry has gripped our brains using powerful food science. Find out what we can do about it. Go to drhoffman.com to download this important video. We will arm you with proven strategies to change your eating behavior forever. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin. I'm nutritionist at the Hoffman Center, and this is another episode of Layla Weighs In. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of sleep. Sleep is as important as the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe. But none of our good health will not be complete with adequate amounts of sleep. Did you know that 40 to 50 million Americans chronically suffer from a sleep disorder? This can hinder daily functioning and adversely affect health and longevity. This is from the Institute of Medicine. First of all, let's talk about insomnia. Let's define it. What exactly is insomnia? Yes, it's trouble falling asleep. It's also sleeping too lightly. It can be waking up and then having difficulty falling back to sleep, or waking up too early. How many of you are waking up too early in the morning, 2 hours before the alarm clock goes off? And insomnia can be situational, if there's stress in your life and you're having trouble sleeping, or it can be chronic. Now, sleep deprivation has a lot of different effects. It can affect us cognitively. It can cause cognitive impairment. It can cause lapses in memory. It can even impair moral judgment. I'm talking about extreme sleep deprivation now. Certainly, it will affect your mood. You can become irritable. And you can have symptoms similar to ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. In addition, more consequences of sleep deprivation. It can increase our susceptibility to viral infection. It's suppressing our immune system. That's why we need ample amounts of sleep to have a good functioning immune system. Did you know that those who are sleep deprived have a threefold increase in the risk of developing type 2 diabetes? And a 3.5 times greater risk of high blood pressure. A lack of sleep can cause high blood pressure, as can sleep apnea, which I'll touch on a little bit later. Consequences of sleep deprivation. There's a fourfold increase in depression. Again, sleep deprivation will absolutely adversely impact mood. And it can cause a disruption in our hormones that control hunger and appetite. Now, this is very interesting. When we are sleep deprived, it causes a suppression of a very important hormone called leptin. Leptin helps to regulate hunger. Leptin helps to suppress hunger, and ghrelin, the antagonistic hormone, increases our hunger. When we are sleep deprived, we get more ghrelin, more production of ghrelin. This increases our hunger, and of course, this increases our caloric intake, which can put on the pounds. Not sleeping enough also increases the opportunity to eat. I mean, how many of us, all of us, have had opportunities where we're up really late, burning the midnight oil, whether it's for work, for school, for any projects that we're doing, and we're hungry. It's well after dinner time, but dinner was eaten, 4 or 5 hours ago, so now it's time to eat something else. Sleep deprivation can also alter our thermoregulation. And what that means is it can play with our core temperature. This impacts our thyroid, and it could lower our metabolism. when we have a lowered metabolism, it reduces our energy expenditure. It reduces the amount of calories we're burning. And obviously, sleep deprivation can increase fatigue during the day, no doubt. Now, other consequences of sleep deprivation, when we're up late, not getting enough sleep, this causes stress on our adrenal glands. And what happens is cortisol, our stress hormone production, is increased. When we have a higher cortisol circulating, it increases catabolic effects, meaning it will increase the breakdown of muscle and inhibit the muscle you're trying to build during the day at the gym. In other words, the time you're spending at the gym doing all your wonderful exercise and strength training, if you don't complement that by getting enough sleep at night, you're actually decreasing the efforts of building muscle or increasing, the retention of your lean body mass. This can eventually lead to muscle wasting. A higher circulating cortisol, that stress hormone I was talking about, will also increase insulin production. Any of you who know me know I talk a lot about insulin. Insulin has a very important job of ushering glucose into our cells, into our organs for energy, but excess insulin production is a fat storage hormone. It puts us in fat storage mode. This increases our sugar metabolism and our fatty acid burning metabolism, and this increases fat accumulation, and particularly around our bellies, exactly where we don't need it. And when we've got all this circulating cortisol, people, what happens is that will eventually shrink the hippocampus. That's the area of the brain that is responsible for memory. So sleep deprivation, no doubt, will adversely impact memory. Sleep deprivation reduces our leptin production, and leptin is what controls our hunger. So when we don't have enough leptin being produced and secreted, we have an increased appetite, and of course, more fat accumulation there. Okay. Now, I'm talking a lot about sleep deprivation, but, too little sleep can and will cause weight gain eventually, but too much sleep can do the same thing. So there's a sweet spot. And how many hours might that be? It depends on which expert you're asking, but for most people, it's anywhere between 6 and 9 hours. And let me go by age. Look, newborns, 0 to 2 months old will need 12 to even 18 hours of sleep. Infants, 3 months to about a year old, will need 14 to 15 hours. Toddlers, 1 to 3 years old, 12 to 14 hours. By the time we're hitting preschool, 11, maybe 12 hours, school-age children as well. Teens need 8.5 to 9.5 hours. Adults, typically 7 to 9 hours. There are very few of us who can really get by on about 5.5, 6, but between 6 and 8, 6 and 9 hours is generally the sweet spot for most people. So sleep is important. We need that time to repair and to restore ourselves, and the quality, the depth, and the amount of sleep can make all the difference. It's true that when we're younger, our quality of sleep is better than as we get older. Typically, the deepest, most restorative sleep is much greater in an 18-year-old than it is in a 75-year-old. Okay? Important to remember. That's why so many elderly have trouble sleeping. So the average length of sleep, if you really want me to give you a number, let's say 7.5. Now, what does all this have to do with nutrition? A lot. Because when we don't get enough sleep, we can gain weight. We can send our stress hormones reeling and causing us to accumulate fat, especially where we don't want it or need it around the abdomen. So what are the many causes of poor sleep quality or of sleep deprivation, of insomnia? One thing can be reactive hypoglycemia. Let's talk about that. Reactive hypoglycemia is low blood sugar in the middle of the night. What can cause this? Did you know that the wine you're having at dinner or the cocktail you have before dinner can cause reactive hypoglycemia in the middle of the night? So even your moderate alcohol intake can cause problems for you. Caffeine addiction can cause reactive hypoglycemia. Are you online at Starbucks a few times a day? Are you relying on caffeine to stay awake? Well, once you've had your dose of caffeine and several hours later, you're kind of sinking, but you're kind of tremoring a little bit, you're looking for another caffeine fix, that can also be happening in the middle of the night and waking you up for no good reason. A poor diet can cause reactive hypoglycemia. Listen, sugar can cause hypoglycemia. It causes a very rapid rise in blood sugar and then a crash and burn. And that crash and burn can happen because you had a dessert, at the end of dinner. Or maybe you have a nighttime snack, and your nighttime snack, instead of being a handful of nuts or a few berries, is a bowl of ice cream. It's not helpful. A poor diet will also cause us to become deficient in magnesium. We need magnesium for sleep. And oh my God, magnesium, as I've heard from so many, and myself included, I know this personally, magnesium brings on the most delicious sleep you will ever experience. And that's really a testament to how so many of us are really deficient in magnesium. What's going to cause a deficiency in magnesium? A stressful life. Not getting enough sleep can, in turn, cause a magnesium deficiency. So this actually creates a vicious cycle. A high sugar diet wipes out our magnesium and our B vitamins, and this can cause those middle of the night wake-ups. Magnesium deficiency also occurs if you have mitral valve prolapse. We need a constant source of magnesium. Other causes of poor quality sleep? The use of aspartame. That's NutraSweet. You know, Equal, that blue packet on your kitchen table or at the diner. Stop putting that in your coffee or tea. Aspartame is very excitatory to the brain, and it's actually classified as a neurotoxin. It's not great for the brain at all. And as a matter of fact, as an aside, we're finding even other detriments to aspartame. There may be some association, not a cause and effect, but some association to lymphoma in men and women. Very scary, right? Aspartame will also cause weight gain. I know this for a fact because I have many clients on a low-carb diet. They're losing weight beautifully, but then they plateau. And we're investigating. I'm looking at their diet diaries. I'm probing further about what they're eating, what they're drinking. And finally, I find out they're having a can or a bottle of Diet Coke a day, a 20-ounce bottle or a 12-ounce can or something like that, or putting Equal in their coffee or tea. And this will keep you in a fat storage mode because we have found in the scientific literature that aspartame or Equal will increase the secretion of insulin, putting us in fat storage mode. Okay. So, adrenal stress. When we have cortisol coursing through our bodies, we're feeling wired but tired. And that adrenal stress is exacerbated by hypoglycemia. Why? When we're experiencing hypoglycemia, our heroic adrenal glands are called in to secrete catecholamines and cortisol in an effort to bring that blood sugar back up to normal. So, adrenal stress doesn't help our sleep. And if you're dependent on energy drinks, like, you know, lots of coffee all day long, high test I'm talking about, not decaf. Decaf is fine. If you're depending on energy drinks like Red Bull, Monster, 5-Hour Energy, these are wearing out your adrenals over time, and this can cause disruptions in your sleep. Certain medications will also cause disruptions in sleep. Antidepressants. And you've heard me talk about this on previous podcasts when I was talking about the the prevalence of depression, anxiety, and the side effects of many antidepressant drugs are irritability, mood change, right? And lack of sleep, insomnia. Why? Because serotonin goes on normally to become melatonin. But with the disruption of an antidepressant medication, it doesn't go on to become melatonin. Other medications that can disrupt sleep, decongestants and antihistamines. If you've ever taken a decongestant or an antihistamine and you've got a rapid heartbeat, that's why. And that can disrupt your sleep. ADD or ADHD medications, attention deficit disorder medications. You're basically taking speed. These are stimulants. Of course you're going to stay awake. And if you're relying on sleep aids such as Ambien, Lunesta, Intermezzo, this is not real sleep. It's not. It can help you to initially fall asleep, but it will not bring on that very restorative sleep that's necessary for repair. So let's talk now about sleep hygiene, another reason you may not be sleeping, or a primary reason you may not be sleeping. Hey, you may be doing all the right things. You're not on any medication that you don't need to take. You're taking the right supplements. You eat well. You exercise. You're doing all of that. You're not relying on caffeine, but you're still not able to sleep. Well, let's talk about sleep hygiene now. We need total darkness at bedtime, and we need sunlight exposure during the day. When you get up in the morning, open up those curtains and blinds. We need exposure to daylight. At night, you want to remove any clocks from view. You don't want anything blinking at you in your bedroom, right? That includes your smartphone. Please don't be taking your phone into bed with you to catch up on your Facebook and update your Twitter. It's not the time to do it. If you're on your tablet, you know, or you're looking at your email, that blue light from your computer screen or your Kindle screen, if you don't have it turned down enough, that blue light is impacting your pineal gland in your brain. The pineal gland is responsible for secreting melatonin. But when we've got all that blue light going on, our brain thinks it's still daytime, and it's not going to secrete any melatonin. So it's very important not to have anything blinking at you or not doing any work on the computer, your tablet, your smartphone, close to bedtime. In addition to this, and by the way, some of you are entrepreneurs or you're very busy and you're insisting that, hey, the only time I have to check my email is at 11 o'clock at night. I hear you. I understand. Try to make it a point to dim down your screen, number one. And number two, and this may sound hokey, put on your sunglasses. That can help block out some of that blue light. All right. Other things to do in the bedroom. Get some blackout curtains. Look, even if you live in the country and you don't have access to all the light pollution that we do here in the city, I don't even want moonlight coming through your curtains, right? So invest in blackout curtains. It should be as black as pitch in the bedroom. You want to remove any sounds and distractions. And very, very important, you really want to go to bed at the same time every night and wake up in the morning at around the same time. Yeah, boring, I can hear you. On the weekend, your schedule is going to change. You might be out late. Maybe you're coming home from an outing after midnight. Okay, a day or two a week shouldn't impact you too much. But if this is happening often during the week, that can become a problem and cause insomnia. Another thing, did you know the temperature of the bedroom is very important? The temperature of your sleep environment. You want good ventilation and optimal temperature for sleeping in the bedroom is between 60 and 68 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you have to, put on that air conditioner. It's perfectly fine. I don't want you getting cold. Cozy up under a blanket. That's perfectly fine. But when the bedroom is too warm, we have trouble keeping our core temperature low enough to continue sleeping. Every night when we go to sleep, we go into a mini hibernation. You've heard of animals like bears going into hibernation all winter long, right? I'm talking about that mini hibernation we go into every night, our core temperature comes down a couple degrees. And in order for us to stay asleep, that core temperature needs to stay down. But if the bedroom is too hot, it's very hard to keep that core temperature down. So keep that in mind. Proper core, 65 degrees may be the sweet spot. Make sure you have a comfortable mattress, you have comfortable bedding. Any lingering thoughts, write them down on a pad or a legal pad and commit them to the nightstand. You can pick that all back up in the morning. So, if you're doing all these and you're still not sleeping well, you need a medical checkup. You may need some adrenal function tests. You may need to get your hormones mapped, find out what's going on there. Get your iron levels checked. They may be a little out of whack. It's worth it to check in with your doctor or a qualified healthcare practitioner. And hey, whatever happened to siesta? Doesn't really happen a lot in this country, right? But the scientific literature does show us that we have refreshed memory. It is better. We become more productive during the day if we have, access to a power nap, a 20 or 30 minute power nap during the day. And did you know that you can't catch up on lost sleep? Many of you who are burning the midnight oil, only getting 4 to 5 hours of sleep at night because you're very busy, and hey, I hear you, you're very busy, you're very successful, I applaud you, but you need to take very good care of yourself so you can continue in that endeavor. I want you to continue and be successful, but we cannot catch up. There's no such thing as catching up on lost sleep. So you really need to make the effort to sleep well every night. Other instances of poor sleep hygiene, don't exercise too close to bedtime. When we exercise, it gives us energy. You don't want to exercise an hour or two before bed. You may be too revved up to go to sleep. And of course, and this may sound obvious, don't consume caffeinated beverages too close to bedtime either. Most people are fine having a cup of high test in the morning, maybe even two or even three cups in the morning. But if you're having a cup after that, many people can't consume any more caffeine after noon or even 2 o'clock in the afternoon without it impacting their sleep later. Okay? So keep all of this in mind. Let's talk a little bit about sleep apnea. Sleep apnea, apart from snoring, it's snoring, but it's also the cessation of breathing because of blockage in the back of the throat. The sleep apnea, the soft palate, it's blocking airway flow. And sleep apnea can be a risk factor for high blood pressure, heart disease, certainly daytime sleepiness, and narcolepsy. All right? So another important point. If you're taking certain supplements in the evening at dinner time, and if you're particularly sensitive to them, they may be keeping you awake. Certain supplements such as B12. B12 is energizing. DHEA. Some people are revved by DHEA. So if you're taking some, I always advise patients and clients to take DHEA at breakfast. CoQ10 or ubiquinol may be keeping you revved. Okay? And EGCG, green tea extract. Some people report getting a little bit buzzy from EGCG. A lot of people like that. But if you're taking it later, at dinner, it may impact your sleep. So try to take EGCG earlier in the day. At breakfast and lunch is ideal. Natural sleep aids for insomnia, melatonin, certainly tryptophan, P5P I like a lot. I like Glycom for those who don't have trouble falling asleep, but staying asleep. So if you're sleep deprived, very important to take care of it, because if you're doing everything else right, but you're not sleeping well, it can impede or inhibit your weight loss efforts. It can cause more fat accumulation around the belly. It can cause lapses in memory by secretion of cortisol. All kinds of things. So remember what I said in the beginning. Sleep is just as important as your good diet, your exercise habits, your optimism, your view of the world, all of that. So make sure you're getting enough sleep. This is Layla on Layla Weighs In, and thank you for tuning in to this Intelligent Medicine podcast.